Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means, Ed, I know you're looking over the corner of my shoulder saying, what is he up to this time? Well, we're doing another whiteboard session. Today's session is entitled, What is a Triple Constraint in Project Management? Again, what is a triple constraint in project management? Now, you know that this channel is built on, we don't want to be perfect. Perfect is no one, you're not going to do that. But we can be exceptional, and because we want to be exceptional, first I'm going to unpack what are the triple constraints, and then I'm going to discuss what is a triple constraint in project management. I know they sound like the same thing, but family, if you stay tuned and follow me for a little bit, you'll get where I'm going with this. So let's get to the content. First of all, a triple constraints, you see there's four pieces of paper up there. You're like, well, last time I checked, triple means three, one, two, three, and you have four pieces of paper up there, ED. What is the fourth one? What does that mean? What does that even do? Like, does it even, what does it even matter? Like, I need answers, ED. I need answers. Well, hold your horses. I'm here to deliver. Let your boy work so I can do what I do. So triple constraints. First thing of one of the triple constraints, and there's no in particular order, first of all, family. A lot of people, And if they tell you it's a particular order, then hey, that's their theory. I'm just saying there's no particular order because they're all important. It's like what Tim Grover had said. He said, you know, most people want a step one, a step two, and step three, or hey, I have a list of these items, and which one is first? He said, choose one. They're all number one. I'm sorry. I had to laugh at that because it's so true. Sometimes we're looking for the steps or we're looking for the priority. What is the first priority? Well, family, they're all priority. If you were to remove any one of these, it would really hurt the what they call the triple constraints, and it would really hurt your project. I guarantee you, if you're running a project or if you're new to project management, especially if you're new, if one of these areas get affected, your project will go from a green status to a red status immediately. And again, we're going to talk about that as well, about the different statuses. So I'll save that for another video, maybe next month or something like that. But if you want it sooner, leave a comment in the comment section and let me know. You want to understand, like, ED, how do you go from what determines going from a green to a yellow to a red project status? So just leave that in the comments. All right, let's get to work. So anyway, the first one is, and again, no particular order, is time/schedule. Same thing, your project schedule is a constraint. If you have a project schedule in which where there were certain dates that should have been met that did not get met, then your project is in jeopardy of not being successful. You say, well, wait. What do you mean that I'm in jeopardy of not being successful? Okay, let me say it like this. If you said that you needed to be at a particular location or appointment at a certain time and you didn't get there until the next day, do you think that was success? I mean, it's subjective, but still is a success because you said that you were going to be at a certain place at a certain time and a certain date and you didn't get there. Is that success? No, it's not success because we've identified that this is the date, this is the time we want to be there. And that's the same thing when you're running or leading, I should say when you're leading, not managing, because there's a whole difference there between leading and management. If you haven't heard of that, check out one of my videos. It's going to be up here or up here. I don't know. Just it'll be up on the end card. But what I'm saying is that with the reason why a schedule is so important is I call it, I'm not even going to call it a schedule right now. I'm going to call it the accountability meter. Ooh, I like that. The accountability meter. Why? Because if I said, hey, Mr. Project Manager, I'm going to have this particular task item done at this particular date and I don't deliver. Now, things can happen, which you won't be able to deliver. But if let's say there are no issues or reason why you just failed to deliver because you didn't put in the time that was required to do it, then you are affecting our project. And so that is a constraint to the actual project. Let's move on to the next one. And again, I'll repeat for all of the project nerds out there like myself, there is no particular order. It's just as how we go. So let's go for number two, budget and cost. Ooh-wee. This is a scary one. Let me tell you why this is so scary. I'm gonna take my glasses off for this one. Oh, man. The reason why budget and cost, same thing, a reason why this is important to your project, there have been many times I've been leading a project and there have been constraints on the budget that's going to be required to make this happen. There's a really funny cartoon type thing out there. I don't know what you call it, but basically, like, the customer comes and says, hey, I want this, and they actually get something else. So they say, hey, I wanted a swing, and they were like, okay, cool. They built them a swing with a tire on it versus, you know, like a whole swings, it's a swing set or a swing, basically a swing. And so I say all that to say this, family, is that we have to be diligent on when we're planning, especially on the budget side for projects, because I have seen projects that have run out of money because it wasn't, and I don't want to throw fault because it's not, this is a learning platform that we're on. And so I want to be able to say that there's been a lot of times that it's just things that you didn't plan for. Now, there's some things that we can talk about in a later episode, which is called contingency and management reserves. But initially, I want to just talk about just planning out just a good budget without those two pieces. Yes, they are part of it for all of my nerd project managers out there. But what I'm saying is the fact that we have to be due diligent about our costs and tracking our costs and holding people accountable for the estimates. And sometimes we have to sharpen our pencil to make sure that, hey, maybe we can't do the huge, you know, Big Bang Theory that we were looking to do. And maybe we need to take it down to a medium or even a smaller size. And then as we continue, maybe someone else would allow us some more budget, or we may be able to find some budget by cutting something else. So budget is very, very important. Not saying that time and schedule is not, but I'm just saying budget and cost is one of those things, because you can shut down a whole project if you can't pay your contractors, if you can't pay, you know, if your stakeholders are no longer being compensated. So there's a lot there versus a schedule. Yeah, you may slow some things down. You may even, there's a potential you could stop it, but not like when you don't have money. You know, I love what Zig Ziglar says, you know, money is up there to close to air. Like, you need it. I mean, I'm not worshiping money, but what I'm saying is the point of you wouldn't be able to do certain things. All right, let me put my glasses back on so we get back to work. Number three, as part of the triple constraints. If it lets it come in. Okay. Hey. That was Siri, you know, she even excited about what I'm delivering. That's what I love. Scope. Ooh-wee, I got a good video about scope. Because a lot of times you see scope creep, but we'll talk about that another. Scope. Why is it so important to have a solid scope? Meaning, this is what I did. And, you know, again, family, I boil it down to make it simple. Scope to me is saying, hey, this is what we're wanting to do. I mean, yeah, there's proper definitions. Go check the PMI handbook. I'll say 6 and 7. I think the 7th version is out at the time of this recording. So check out the 7th version of the PMBOK. But what I'm saying is that scope, you got to know what you want out of life. Oh, I'm sorry. What you want out of a project. But you know what I'm saying. But you want to know what you want out of this project. What are you trying to get? What's the whole purpose of this project? Are we moving some? Like, what are we doing? And once we have an understanding collectively, we're all aligned on the scope. Everybody knows what their job is, what their task is. And everyone knows that, hey, this is our scope and this is what we're looking to deliver. And I make scope even more simpler. Scope is saying, hey, we want to build a bridge over this water. That's the example of a scope. Now we got to figure out how do we get there. And one of the things is, of course, one of my tricks that I always use when we're unpacking scope is the ability to reverse engineer what we're doing. So if we're, again, using an analogy of saying, hey, we want to build this bridge over this water. Okay, now let's look at the end result and then work backwards from there to see what we need. So that's a tip. If you're ever working on building out scope or trying to articulate what you need as far as scope. And again, there's going to be more videos on scope because scope is one of those things that sometimes we as project managers kind of breeze through. It's like, but there you wanna hold people accountable, because there's also a terminology called goal plating, which I'll talk about again at another thing. So let's go to this last and final. Remember, I said, even though it says this is the triple constraints, there is one more thing that we need to look at. And that last and final thing is quality. Yeah, quality. Now, you say, well, why is quality important? Well, quality is important in a lot of different ways. Quality allows you to make sure what you said you were going to deliver, that you're actually delivering it. Quality, the way that I love how, I think it was PMI that framed this up, it's almost in a triangle. So you'll look at 3 points. So you may have, let's say, and again, no particular order, you may have scope, you may have budget, and you may have time at, you know, around each one of the corners. So it may look like this, family. You know, we go in real life time. So it may look like this. This is your triangle. So you may have scope up here, budget up here, and then you may have your schedule here, and then right in the middle you may have quality. Oops. Yeah, quality. So it's important when you look at that, family, of scope, budget, and schedule, and then of course, as you can see, of having quality. Quality is important to a project, because you want to, again, like I just to reiterate, having the ability to deliver on what you said. So, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode on what is a triple constraint in project management. Because really, to answer that question is, what is a triple constraint? Anytime one of these are affected, is a problem for your project. If you want to know more about that, how do you fix that, or how do you address that when that does happen, or you have any other questions, leave a comment in the section below. Thank you.